USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency after a portion of a 12-story residential building in Surfside, Florida, just north of Miami, collapsed at 1:30 a.m. Eastern on Thursday.
Yeah, you know, when people are unaccounted for, sometimes that's the hardest thing because they just don't know. And they're obviously bracing for the worst, but they're still hoping for the best. And the search and rescue does go on. So it's a really difficult situation and a real tragedy for our state.
The executive order will allow for federal assistance as the state continues its search and rescue operations. Microsoft on Thursday offered a new look at Windows 11 coming this holiday season. The new version changes both the look of the operating system as well as its underlying business model, as well as supporting Android apps for the first time. Windows has been steadily losing market share on the desktop, which itself has lost prominence to smartphones. USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest-growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone, so download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
As lawmakers in the Senate rejected a January 6th commission, indicating those responsible, about 500 Americans have been arrested and charged, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is taking the law into her own hands. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Since the Senate rejected an attempt to form a bipartisan commission to investigate the January Capitol riot, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's going to form a select commission.
It is imperative that we establish the truth of that day and ensure that an attack of that kind cannot happen and that we root out the causes of it all. The select committee will investigate and report on the facts and the causes of the attack, and it will make report recommendations for the prevention of any future attack.
Pelosi says this is about getting to the truth. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, said Thursday White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci should be removed from any position of authority. He gives his reasons to Newsmax TV.
About 100 million people have gotten COVID. 34 million people tested positive, but the CDC estimates that there is at the very least two more people for every person that tested positive that also had the disease. That's about 100 million people. If you discount that, then you make the wrong-headed public health decision that we must force vaccines on younger and younger people. They're now talking about going down to the age of two. I suspect they'll go all the way down to newborns. The thing is it's not based on science. And looking at the evidence, it looks like we're reaching, if we have not already reached herd immunity, because the numbers are plummeting daily, both the numbers of people being infected and those dying. So really, we've hopefully are beyond this now. There's no reason to be hysterical and force this on children, mandate it for school, because the thing is, for children, the bar is going to be much greater because children get almost no COVID symptoms. They rarely die from it. It's about one in a million. And so we're going to have to be even more stringent with proving the safety of the vaccine. If you're over 65, you know, it's about 2,000 people out of every million die instead of one.
Fauci is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.